extravaganza. It's live, it's happening now, it does not exist quite yet. To find out, thank you.
We have tried to negotiate. We have tried to talk. The only thing that the objection that we have to them is they're not minding their own business. They are attempting to overthrow a duly elected government in a neighboring country. They are supplying direction, they are supplying training, they're supplying arms and everything else that is needed to guerrillas that are trying to overthrow that government. We have tried to negotiate. We have tried to talk. The only thing that the objection that we have to them is they're not minding their own business. They are attempting to overthrow a duly elected government in a neighboring country. They are supplying direction, they are supplying training, they're supplying arms and everything else that is needed to guerrillas that are trying to overthrow that government.
And the Associate Justices of the Supreme Court of the United States.
To be heard, that's fundamental. So your objection is not that here's the rule. Your objection is the right to make some kind of response. That's your basic process plan.
That's correct, Your Honor. That we have never authorized detention of a citizen in this country without giving them an opportunity to be heard, to say, hey, I am an innocent person. He hasn't even been able to say that yet. He hasn't been able to look at the facts that have been alleged against him and give any kind of an explanation as to his side of the story, which may well turn out to be true and may well clear up some of the deficiencies in the mob's declaration.
But at this stage of the game, I take it, you have no per se objection to some form of military process so long as he could be cleared.
We have tried to negotiate. We have tried to talk. The only thing that the objection that we have to them is they're not minding their own business.
Grenada, we were told, was a friendly island paradise for tourism. Well, it wasn't. It was a Soviet Cuban colony being readied as a major military bastion to export terror and undermine democracy. We got there just in time.
When I think of our men and women in uniform, I recall our trip to South Korea. I was so proud to hear not grumbling or I want to go home, but the spirit with which they carried out their duties there.
The only problem I would have with that, Your Honor, and it's a small one, is that the military has refused to give this process.
America did not exist. 4 centuries of work, bloodshed, loneliness, and fear created this land.
Saves me time and headaches too. He sorts things out, analyzes in a shape. My enormous problem to him's a piece of cake. He's got a great big memory like an elephant. Utilizes knowledge without him. That's why I'm a router for the computer. Everybody needs a friend.
What?
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in a store than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the store than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the store than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country?
We built America, and the process made us Americans. A new dream, rooted in all races, stained and tinted with all colors, assuming ethnic anarchy. Then, in a better time, we became more alike than we were different.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago?
They are attempting to overthrow a duly elected government in a neighboring country. They are supplying direction, they are supplying training, they are supplying arms and everything else that is needed to guerrillas that are trying to overthrow that government.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in a store than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago?
We have tried to negotiate.
Than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in a store than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in a store than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in a store than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country?
Thank you.
first ever radio extravaganza. This is still King's last ever radio extravaganza. You're listening to things combined together while you're listening, as this is happening, created live in an improvised fashion and known as Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza on the internet. The editions of it that you may have missed, you can hear them all. The address on the internet is counterfolk.com/last ever. That's counterfolk.com/last ever, as in Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, going on for the last 10 years and going on right into this very moment. To find out about the sources that were used in the show today, you can go to that same webpage. Later on, you can also listen to the show again, even though it's over. And you're strongly encouraged to send me feedback, to send me your comments. Send them to ken@counterfolk.com. Please send them. Send them to ken@counterfolk.com. Or in just a couple of minutes, you can call up here where I am right now. As soon as I'm finished, the phone number is 512-472-5667. Thanks, as always, for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, which you can hear live again next week, again Tuesday, again 6:30 until 7 p.m., again right here at 91.7 FM, KOOP, Austin, which is going off the air momentarily and will be replaced by KVRX until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Now we return you to the sounds of somebody shooting Ronald Reagan.
Back up, back up.